Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Susan Sokol-Blosser is here. Susan is a new friend. She's a former president of the family business Sokol-Blosser Winery in Oregon. She's the author of Letting Go, a brand new book that she's just published about how one entrepreneur energized her business and then reinvented herself. She's the founder of Yamhill Enrichment Society, and she has got a story to tell. Susan Sokol-Blosser, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Good to have you here. I'm glad you're hanging out with us, and congratulations on your entrepreneurial success, especially as a winemaker. I love wine, and I drink wine every chance I get. I've got a wine cellar. Such as it is.
Well, and, wine is one of the important food groups, isn't it?
There's no question about it. Wine is food, as far as I'm concerned. So, all right. So, tell us the story. How did you get started in as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner?
Well, you know, that's such a good question because we didn't start out to build a family business. We never thought of ourselves as entrepreneurs. We wanted to start a vineyard, mm-hmm. and we were two liberal arts graduates. We had no agricultural or financial training, and we decided to start an agricultural business. We wanted to grow a grape, Pinot Noir, the red grape from the Burgundy region of France, which mm-hmm. had never done well in the United States. And we decided to locate in Oregon, which had no wine industry.
And what year was that? What year was that, Susan?
That was 1970. We were in our mid-20s.
That was before California was really on the map with regard to wine. A lot of people don't realize that it was after that the California wine industry took off.
Yes, yes. Although California had a wine industry.
Right.
It was... You know, and actually had for a long time, but it was small.
But it was also not considered Oregon, to be a serious. They were not considered to be serious wine producers on par with France, for example.
Right, absolutely right. So, you know, the fact that we're still in business, that we are distributed in all 50 states and in foreign countries, that the second generation is now running the business, proves what our professors told us: you can do anything with a liberal arts education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how it started. And when I took over the business in 1991, I looked at what all my options were. Did we want to sell? Did we want mm-hmm. to stay in the family? Did we want to take in investors? And my kids said, we want you to keep it in the business. We grew up in this business. This is important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very surprised. And two of them ended up doing other things and then circling back saying, you know, this is in our blood. We want to be part of this. And it became a family business.
Right. Well, and that's great. We love family businesses around here. And, you know, one of the things that I say, Susan, if you are a small business owner and you have a family, even if nobody else in the family comes to work in the business, you're a family business, aren't you?
Right. Right.
Because everybody's...
I have to say that we were really surprised that our kids wanted to come into the business.
Why were you surprised?
Because it was such a hard life, we really thought that they would want to do something else and they wouldn't want to live such a hard life.
You know, when people hear you say it's a hard life, Susan, I grew up on a farm. We raised livestock and hay and
well,
you know, I mean,
you know.
we had milk cows and we didn't have any machines to milk them, by the way. And so, no, I grew up on a farm. I know what farm life is. When a lot of people think about owning a winery, it's very romantic thinking, right? They don't realize that you're a farmer.
Yes.
And
well,
all the things that can happen to a livestock farmer or a row crop farmer or whatever can happen to a winery.
Yes. Well, and growing it and getting fabulous grapes is just part of it. And then
right.
selling it in an extremely crowded market.
Competitive market. Yeah.
When people had never heard of Oregon and didn't even know where it was on the map.
Right. So
you
basically,
you know,
your winery contributed to making what Oregon, what it is today, which is one of the renowned Pinot Noir producers in the world.
Well, yes. And in my mind, it's incredible that it happened in one generation.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That now, you know, the best restaurants around the country serve Oregon wine.
Right. Yep. And if they think Oregon, they think Pinot, don't they?
Yes.
So how big is your winery now? How many cases of wine do you produce a year?
We produce about 85,000 cases a year.
Yeah. What's your best?
Not,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it's not all Pinot Noir, although that is really our passion and why we're
right.
in the business.
Mm-hmm.
But we make Pinot Gris, a white wine, and
right.
we also make two blends called Evolution, and that is really our most popular brand. We have
an Evolution White,
which is a blend of 9 different white grape varieties.
Wow.
It's kind of a jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
when you put it together, makes a wonderful blend and a wonderful, wonderful picture.
And then you have the Sangiovese, which is an Italian grape, isn't it?
Well, yes.
The Evolution Sangiovese.
And that's part of our Evolution brand
mm-hmm.
as well. And we now have an Evolution Pinot Noir that we're coming out with.
How about that? Very exciting.
Sparkling Evolution. So that's more our everyday brand.
Right. And it's SoCalBlosser.com, SoCalBlosser.com, right?
Yes.
And that's the
and
website.
That's a combination of family names.
Exactly.
I was Susan Sokol, and I married Bill Blosser.
There you go. And when we come back, we're gonna move on and talk about her, how she reinvented herself, and you're gonna recognize yourself in this story. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.